Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast, in the place of celebrating a juicy, soulful, whole, living, adventuring on this journey. Oh my God, of a lifetime. That was a very abrupt cut to the intro music. Apologies. But as, this podcast started as and still is an exercise in imperfect action is better than imperfect inaction. What is it? Imperfect action? So like actually doing something, even if it's not all perfect and sorted and tied up, is better than perfect inaction. And then the course I'm doing now, the lead trainer, like the guy whose business it is, Billy, he talks about something like you can get paid on imperfect, but you can't get paid on incomplete. So, just this theme. So I'll just put in something out there, even if it's not all. Just getting stuff done and getting moving, and you can improve along the way. So actually, yes, Billy was a big inspiration for today's share. So along the lines, in the week two, he spoke about the importance of the bigger picture. So we've got an assignment of having to analyze like the marketing campaigns. You choose a niche and you want to see what content people are creating, how are they then capturing people's details, what are they trying to sell them, what are they upselling, and if someone doesn't buy, how are they following up? And he said it's so important to get the bigger picture, because so often you're not getting the bigger picture. Because even if you start to analyze, you may analyze through one platform and, you know, like to really get a holistic, broader, bigger picture and how important that is. And those words really stuck with me and struck me, and they've been resonating and rippling thereafter. And it's like, never mind a lesson in marketing to be aware of the bigger picture. It was like, oh my God, this is, and he was saying how often it's so easy to miss the bigger picture because it can get so layered, and really like the really great companies are so intentional. Whatever their marketing is, like everything is there for a reason. Everything that they're doing, everything that they're saying, it's intentional. And how easy it is not to miss the bigger picture, or not get the whole picture. So one aspect I'm going to expound on today, the other one I'm going to save for tomorrow. So the one was, wow, just this humility and awe, and like thinking back to life. And I've shared this before, like the analogy of seeing life as like the greatest movie, the greatest production of all times. And here we get to participate in a little bit of it, you know, or so playing with this, it kind of got a lot bigger, and thinking of like, well, never mind a movie, which is like normally even a long movies can be two and a half, 3 hours max. Imagine there was like a series that was so amazing, like an infinite series. Think of the best series you've ever seen, ever, 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 that you just think is like amazing. The whole team, from the lighting, the scripting, the actors, the post-editing, the costumes, the everything on set, the music, the development of characters, the being moved to the depths of your soul. And imagine the best, it's so good that it's like this infinite series. It never gets tired. Like, just people want more and more and more. They can never, ever, ever come off air. And each, let's work this out. This is a series. Each season has got like 100 episodes, and each episode is like 3 hours long. Then it's like as if a lifetime is like a few minutes or a few seconds of one episode of one season in this infinite series. It's like, how can we possibly get upset about things? Or ask, like, yes, we can ask questions and engage in conversation. And like Naomi Remen says, you know, sometimes it's about engaging in the mystery, in unanswerable questions, you know, in good company. And it's not about getting frustrated about not having an answer, but it's not also about not engaging the conversation. It's beautiful because it stretches our minds and gets us curious. But the magic and mystery of it all, oh my Lord, I was somewhere on Saturday, and just this whole thing of like this wasn't on Saturday, but just the theme of paradox of like how light, we live constantly. Light is a wave and a particle, and it's both at the same time, which are completely opposite things. A wave behaves completely differently to a particle, and yet life can be proven to be both. And this constant paradox where the other day I got so excited with the how, like, on one hand, each life is so, like, statistically insignificant in relation to the whole, with the number of, like, moments and experiences happening. But yet each one is so significant because it's so completely unique. So it's this paradox of significance and insignificance depending on the perspective. And then, like, how even our bodies, you have this physical finite body which somehow houses an infinite consciousness. How do they flip and come together in a body? They do completely opposite things. Oh, my God. So, yes, I got very, this whole thing about the bigger picture on this one level of, like, oh, my Lord. Then put that in perspective. We really, like, the whole, like, but how can this? And this is unfair. And this is what I want. And this is what I don't want. Like, really? Really? Like, if you saw a few seconds and a few minutes, you don't have the full picture, and it's developed and it's all perfect and everything is intentional and everything's made from the deepest place of love to make the most amazing thing that would move you to the depths of your soul. And what if we could live life from that place? And then, like, if you have the opportunity to participate in this and you've got your few minutes or your few seconds to literally just play full out in those, trusting the choreography and everything, trusting that you just need to show up to the moment and just be present and, yeah, with less, be embracing of all. You know, it's like some of these series, there's characters, some of them are like really, oh, mean and nasty, and others are beautiful, and some of them transform and change in all sorts of directions, and that's what makes it magnificent. It makes the ride and to see the development. So, yeah, this importance of the bigger picture. And then just bringing in, like, a humility and a awe and a reverence and a, like, wow. And it's fun to wonder. It's fun. But not to get, like, so stuck in it and to realize, like, we see so little. But it's also okay. Because, oh, my Lord, it's so kind of crazy. Because we ultimately are all that infinite consciousness that just gets to experience little windows of this unfolding of this, the watching. It's like there's this eternal premiere of the greatest series of all times. And life is the opportunity to kind of experience it, not just watch it, but experience the premiere. You know, when you go watch a movie, you're not changing. You're watching the screening for the first time of when all of it has been put together. There's nothing. You can't change the sound or the lighting or the editing. You're watching as it's been with an appreciation for that and the choices that have been made and the final artistry, because at some point you have to complete the project and it goes live, and that's what gets sent around, and you made the choice and the decisions of the editing and the sound and what got cut and what got kept. And yeah, so what if we could experience life with such reverence and awe and just wonderment and feeling such a depth of honor for the opportunity to experience it, this infinite premiere. And not just from the outside, but actually being in it and being in a character and experiencing and witnessing the development. I find it's just a very, very juicy concept for me to play with. So here, precious heart, is to, oh, yeah, holding space for the significance of the bigger picture and to do the best that we can in the moments that we have and be privileged, come to them with a gratitude and an awe and a wonderment and a sense of humor. Wow. Happy adventuring, precious heart. Mwah.